Extract 1.
Sam Parnia, MD, has a highly sought-after medical speciality, resurrection. His patients can be dead for several hours before they are restored to their former selves with decades of life ahead of them. Parnia is head of intensive care at the Stony Brook University Hospital in New York. If you'd had a cardiac arrest at Parnia's hospital last year and undergone resuscitation, you would have had a 33% chance of being brought back from death. In an average American hospital, that figure would have fallen to 16%. And, though the data is patchy, roughly the same or less if your heart were to have stopped beating in a British hospital. By a conservative extrapolation, Parnia believes the relatively cheap and straightforward methods he uses to restore vital processes could save up to 40,000 American lives a year and maybe 10,000 British ones. Not surprisingly, Parnia, who was trained in the UK and moved to the US in 2005, is frustrated that the medical establishment seems slow and reluctant to listen to these figures. He has written a book in the hope of spreading the word.
Extract 2.
China can be an unforgiving country for dogs. Attitudes towards pets have become more progressive over the past decade, a product of growing wealth and exposure to foreign ideas. But large canines are outlawed in many cities. Pet markets are poorly regulated, and puppies frequently die soon after being purchased. In parts of the country, dog meat makes a popular wintertime dish. Animals kept as pets are frequently stolen and sold as meat. Pet ownership has risen dramatically. It's just gone through the roof, said Paul Littlefair, an expert on China's animal rights at the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. But animal protection remains a grey area, he said. The government doesn't speak very openly about it, but leaves space to debate the issue without laying out what the line should be. Thanks to China's mass urbanisation, strict family planning laws and changing social norms, an increasing number of Chinese people live alone, and many of them keep dogs as company.
Extract 3.
Yet we already live in a world where the boundaries of what's private and what's public are melting. The other day, my Twitter timeline came alive with someone tweeting about watching a couple having a furious row in a cafe. The man had had multiple affairs. The woman had had a breakdown. Their unhappiness was being played out in public, though the cafe wasn't strictly a public space. If either used Twitter, they might have found themselves, or friends might have recognised them. And Twitter's content is retained and searchable through plenty of web services. Social media such as Twitter, and the ubiquity since 2003 of camera phones, and now of smartphones that not only have still and video cameras but can also upload their content immediately, means we're more used to the snatched photo or video that tells a story. Without it, we wouldn't know the true circumstances surrounding the death at the G20 protest of the newspaper seller Ian Tomlinson.